The Vodcast with Jacepticeye, Sparrow, and Buddha.
Okay, folks, you'll probably hear a lot of different things. You probably heard already that new intro as well. We got ourselves a producer. We got ourselves some new toys. So we had a little bit of technical difficulties getting ready. The budget's bigger. The names are not. It's still Jay and Sparrow.
Still
and we got
the same
some guests coming.
Mm-hmm. We've got guests coming, like Rodriguez promised an epic season. So
yeah,
It's coming.
And we got a little bit more like guidance. We got like multiple screens. We got a lot more stuff in front of us. We got a producer. She's going to chime in. She'll probably say hi in a minute here.
Hi, I'm Laurel.
We might even be on video soon, I heard.
Yep. Yeah. We're in talks with kind of like what Gucci did. We're in talks with a Middle Eastern group that's, you know, they're very big into, you know, American podcasts. Nah, just kidding. Yeah. But
Versace shit.
Oh gosh, Versace. I mean, that's a new one for me though. I have to say, that's a new one. Thing that you showed.
I was gonna send you that yesterday, but I was like, you know, I'm not the type to like to send stuff in the middle of the night. I actually respect, you know, somebody sleeping. Like, it can wait. I can wait till the morning.
I appreciated that because you know it was you know, for me, I'm in sales, so and I had that, and you know. I appreciate that, bro, because you know what you know the dad life is and getting up and you know having the energy. But now, you know, even after my fiasco, we're running an hour and a half late here with computer. We finally got ourselves going. This is what we do. We dedicate ourselves to our fans. Our how many? It. 10 listeners? 10? 12 listeners.
Oh, we got 12. Remember that
we got
old
12 listeners.
Remember that old Instagram meme where it's like Puff Daddy, like in the wind after you get like 9 likes after after like it just says a bunch of numbers instead of like people's names. Oh wow, see that thing, I bet a lot of people don't even remember when it used to say like 9 people's names, like your first 9 likes.
Yeah,
it didn't hit a number until like the 10th, so just a little throwback for you right there.
Laurel kind of did that thing where I mean, she tells me that MySpace has to come back, and I'm like, what? MySpace?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know about MySpace, man.
Didn't it try to come back? I thought it did. Like a couple
I don't
months
know,
ago,
for
no?
like a minute.
I
literally,
guess
like
just,
a minute.
Yeah, that was like a prank, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of prank. So, we're going to talk about episode 2 now of Book of Boba Fett, which is a night and day difference from the first one. And my theory went out the My theory of it being a lot shorter went out the window, didn't it?
these are going in chapters, right? Just like the Mando.
Yeah,
these chapters are just
okay. So it's funny is that you find it on the episodes and they have different names online than you know what it is. So for instance, when you log in, when you start your Disney Plus, it says Stranger in a Strange Land, and then chapter 2 is the Tribes of Tatooine. So we're on Tribes of Tatooine, though it does have a different name online. But yeah, I mean, I'm looking at IMDb right now. I'm the IMDb boy. So 8.5 versus 7.6 for this episode.
Okay.
So
okay, you know, I would give it an 8 actually out of a 10.
I know, but you're mean though.
I enjoyed it. I know. I enjoyed it a lot more than last week's. I mean, you know, it's weird because while watching it, I'm like, all right, when are we going to get to the good stuff? When are we going to get to the good stuff? And then it's like, once it's over, you're like, I don't know if I really liked it. But once you watch it again, you're like, it's actually not bad. Like, you know, there's a plan and you just have to be patient. And I think a lot of people who may not like it right now, we're just caught in that vacuum of waiting a week. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, waiting sucks. So now I look forward to it. I like now I'm very much intrigued. I like the stories. I know a lot of people don't like. Yeah, a lot of people don't like this whole softer side of Boba. But somebody said this, and I can't can't remember one of these fans. They were arguing on my boot post. And they were saying, well, now you're imagining Boba in his 40s and his 50s. You know, it's like, yeah, but that don't matter. I thought to myself, that didn't matter. I don't need to see a softer side. This is okay. This is doing okay for me.
I feel like there's still a disconnect, because when I watched Clone Wars, and then, you know, when you watch the original trilogy and you see him, I feel like there's still a missing piece there for some reason. I don't know. That's what I'm waiting for. But I always remind myself, hey, there's 5 more episodes. You got about 4.5 hours left. There's got to be a story to be told there. So I feel like we're slowly getting it with the flashbacks. I mean, just the Kamino flashback alone on the first episode, all we saw was the platform, right? And then here, right, Django actually leaves and we see Boba watching him. So I'm like, is there going to be more to that, you think?
I think there's going to be more. So obviously we're going to get a little bit more flashback. We're going to get a little bit more, you know, it's based off the dreams he's having. So there's going to be more of the flashbacks. There's going to be more story. We're not doing this whodunit. Like, we know now that it's the twins, and we're going to get to this. We're going to go into chronological order. We've got a nice little setup here in the office. We've got 5 screens. On one of these screens, I've got the episode playing right now, and I like that new pan that we got of the of Jabba's palace. I know you were a big fan.
Oh yeah, I love panning shots of just Star Wars imagery. You know, it's always familiar, but you know, when you see modern takes on it, just with today's graphics or whatever, it's just so much crisper than it was back then, and I love it.
And I love Jabba's palace. So we got Fennec walking this assassin, and you were wrong, by the way. This is a Order of the Night Wind. This was somebody else.
These ain't what was it? The gang of the Cobb Vanth gang.
Cobb Vanth gang. It's not them. So this is great. So, you know, he's getting interrogated.
Right. So they're new though, right? Just to be clear, like we've never seen or heard of them before, right?
No, we're only going to get him now. I haven't seen him across anywhere, and he's getting his, essentially, he's pretty much yelling in Huttese. We don't know if he speaks basically what English is, and he's getting interrogated now by Boba, and he's about to get shot into the, which I love this part. We get to see the trap door, from Return of the Jedi back in action. Honestly,
do you think Fennec's having a lot of fun, like, interrogating these people? Like we said last week, she was kind of phoning in her lines, but this week, I feel like she was having fun with it, like almost sadistically.
I want just a little bit more fun. Remember, I was liking that Famke Jameson character, from GoldenEye, almost like she got a little hot. I want that.
That's true. I feel like if Temuera would have gave some of his fun energy to her, I think it would be the perfect balance.
And that's the thing. You could probably Tem tones it down.
Yeah. Right. If Tems tones it down and what's her name? Fennec picks it up. I think that would be the perfect balance between them two on the show. But I loved how she was enjoying interrogating this guy. Yeah. And you know, we got to see the trap door.
Yeah, and then of course it's empty. This assassin of the night wing, you know, he's like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And, you know, there's nothing there. And
well, so that line kind of took me out of it a little when she's like, Captain Obvious, it's empty. I'm like, well, duh.
Oh, well.
But, yeah, again, I guess she was having fun during that time. And, you know, I can't hate it. You know, I gave it some constructive criticism last week. So, you know, she did much better this week. So.
We're looking at these pans of Tatooine right now. This is obviously Mos Espa, and we're going to the mayor's now because she's taking this. We got Boba in tow. Well, not Boba in tow. We got Boba with Fennec and the assassin in tow with the 2 Gamorrean guards. And we're just walking through here. We're going to the now. This is what I love. When we get to our boy here with the mustache, you know, who came up with this character?
That's all you. Yeah, that's all you. That was I guess classic Star Wars silliness, I guess. I mean, it can either
No,
take you
he
out
don't
and
fit. I don't think that guy fit. I don't
yeah.
think
See,
that guy fit.
that's the Star Trek character I don't like. You know, Boba Fett, who are you? Like, what? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I wish he would have kept it more stern. Like, remember the guy in Solo who gave Solo his name? Like
Oh,
those
God.
guards? Like I
Okay.
feel like that's how he should have played it though, you know, just like a straight Boba Fett, you know, oh, I don't see
Yeah.
you here. And instead of you know, again, the Jeff Goldblum, Boba Fett,
Right. This guy
I
shows
don't
up
see
again.
you.
Okay. You know how I'm getting over these parts?
Your boy.
I'm imagining this is Jeff Goldblum right now. Like I'm listening to, and it's in subtitles, so I'm listening to him in Jeff Goldblum,
Yeah. See, that definitely makes it
it's great.
enjoyable. Like I can't unpicture that every time I see him now. So he's actually a welcome surprise this week. He's like actually, what's her name from who's the old lady last season in The Mando, your girl.
Oh yeah,
What's her name?
I call her Princess Caroline because she's also in one of my favorite. She's in BoJack Horseman, so I'll have to pick her up again. But she's we know her obviously, but and I liked her. I don't know why they had to get rid of her eyebrows in The Mandalorian, but she looked a little weird.
But yeah, this Jeff Goldblum guy,
It's a looking dude.
what's his position again to the
He's
mayor?
the mayor domo
Mayor Domo. Yeah,
or
exactly. See this
major
week,
domo. So,
seeing him again this week, it wasn't as bad as last week. And maybe
like I
that's
said,
because
you imagine him in, after I told you, imagine him in Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum.
Now he's likable.
How rude! Yeah.
Or so or not as annoying, I should say. But so anyway, yeah, so he brings him to the actual mayor. We actually see the mayor this week.
Yeah. So we figure out the mayor is an Athorian.
What's his name? Mayor Makshia
Mach Shais. And Boba kind of
Makshais.
repeats that, like Mach Shais.
Yeah.
Notice he's got a little bit more of a inflection now. He's starting to be like, how do I put this? He's a little bit more, I think he's borrowing a little bit of Clint Eastwood, a little bit of his stuff from Good, Bad, and the Ugly. He's kind of just
Yeah, the way he's
trying it a little
pronouncing
bit.
things. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
I see it in him. Yeah, he's
I
definitely,
good. That's good.
yeah.
I think that we don't mind. We'll get some spurs jingling in our
Yeah,
background here so you
there's
guys to hear it.
definitely a lot of Western inspiration here. So, I mean, I'm sure Tim must have watched a few, you know, the Man with No Name movies. So I'm sure he's picked up a few things, and I like it. I like it.
He's borrowing also from our boy, may he rest in peace,
You got me stuck on
Jeremy
our boy,
Bullock.
rest in peace. Yeah. Okay,
He's borrowing a little bit from our boy Jeremy Bullock too, because he is mimicking a little bit of the holding the gun, you know, moving his hand over the gun over his left gauntlet or right gauntlet, you
He's
know,
got the
kind of like
he's got the mannerisms. He
he
definitely
does.
does. I
He's
mean, there's a
getting the
bunch of
mannerisms down.
There's a bunch of screenshots where you're like, all right, he's definitely holding it, you know, original trilogy style. So I like it. He's paying attention. Or somebody is.
I'm so glad. That's a good tribute. I like this here. So here we are. We're leaving the mayor's. He sent him back to Garza's, which girl, this Twilight girl who runs this club.
Well, before we get to that, was it a little weird to you how as soon he knew who the assassin was and he just got him killed right away?
Well,
So
yeah, we
do you
understood
think
that part because he's, you know, obviously they're not allowed to run. Now let's put that in our back pocket. Let's see if we run with that. You know, let's see if that's really one of the Hutts doing that. And that was one of the assassins before he got killed. Maybe that was his thing. He thought he was going to get killed by a Rancor, and he says, the mayor.
All right. So yeah, so I think whoever hired him, you know, said it was on behalf of the mayor. So I mean, in his head, I guess he was telling the truth, even though, you know, I think there's a layer to be uncovered there later on.
There's more. There should be. Now, obviously, we're getting these drums. Boba's getting called out from from Garza's sanctuary. Called the sanctuary. So
it's still a slice of paradise to me.
Yeah.
But
this is a litter. This is the litter, everybody. Yeah. We didn't see your litter. Yeah. We didn't see your litter. This is a freaking litter coming out. So this is what we're expecting from everybody else. Nice.
You definitely had it.
You see these people struggling though, right?
I mean, that's I think funny. There should have been more people, but I guess to see them struggle, that was a nice touch. The first time I missed it, but then the second time when it pans, you know, a little further away, you can see a couple of the guys up front shaking. So
yep. And the guy in the drums, he's thinking, I got this job in the bag right here. I just got the job.
Yeah, you know, it's called dibs. Called dibs. So anyway, so we see the twins.
Now there are two of them.
I guess they can make you a little uncomfortable. They're basically on top of each other, right? That was a little weird, but hey, huts are huts.
He's cleaning himself with a rat or whatever.
Yeah, I thought he was going to eat it. Then all of a sudden, he's just wiping himself with it. So, I don't know. I guess he was a little sweaty. He had to wipe off some perspiration.
Yeah, a little perspiration from that rat thing. And then we get, pause it right here, because we have a character from the extended universe, Black Kersistan. Mm-hmm. Kersentan.
BK.
We call him Black K for now.
Yeah, BK. Yeah, that was, BK, that was or definitely... is it Black K? No, BK.
BK, like the Whopper.
Just abbreviation, yep. You can go Burger King, you can go Brooklyn, actually, with a Nets highlight playing in the background right now. But, yeah, I mean, Black Cranston.
Cranston. How about Cranston?
Yeah, Brian Cranston. Yeah, Brian Black Cranston. Exactly.
We're having fun
as soon as I saw him, I was like, wow. Those reading a couple of those comics paid off. I was like, no way. They actually brought him in the show. So, you know,
Filoni's listening, yeah. And these guys are listening, obviously. I think now they're going to bring some folks in. I do want to cite Porcelain Skywalker on IG. I got a little bit of info here. So, obviously, he is a Wookiee. He was captured on Kashyyyk. You know, he became a bounty hunter for Jabba. So, obviously, during the Galactic Civil War, he also tried to capture some folks for the Emperor, probably a defector. So there's a little bit more that there's here, but I'm not a big extended universe guy, so I don't read a lot of the books. I mean, I kind of go with some of the like Shadows of the Empire. I've read a couple of other books, but I never saw Black K in this one, so it's nice to see.
I read a couple comics with him. I know he tried to kidnap Owen Lars once, and then he got in a scuffle with Kenobi. That's how he got his scar on his face, I think. And that's what I was looking for at first. I was like, where's that scar? Because it's pretty pronounced in the comics. It really goes over his face. But you have to kind of zoom in to see it. Yeah, you have to kind of zoom in to see it. So it is there. And this is definitely him. So I'm like, once they get to the action with him, I think it's about to get crazy. I think this is where Rodriguez was talking about, where it's just going to get crazy later on.
We're going to see him in Kenobi, aren't we?
Hello there.
We have to. I feel like we have to. I mean, he definitely has history with him, and he's canon now. And, you know, I'm sure they'd like to use this costume again if they can, right?
Yeah. I'm going to like that. Obviously, I think they've taken a little bit of the MCU formula. So there's going to be kind of like a back and forth, some canon stuff. So think about how you have a way to watch the MCU in chronological order, right? All those movies starting with Captain America down to what we're watching now, right? In Spider-Man.
Right.
So now we've got something we can skip around in here with Star Wars. So obviously we get some flashbacks here with Boba, but I think that'll be nice to see he's going to get a scar. Like maybe he's going to get a scar through the Kenobi series. So we got it started. Man. I got it started here. I paused it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're moving up again. Boba's saying this territory is his now, obviously. Right. They can go back to now.
Yeah, that was nice. I guess he threw shade at him, right? The way he said it. I'm not a sleeping Trandoshan. you know, and he looks at BK, and BK kind of glances at him like this guy.
Right.
So I think there's definitely something there, and Boba's definitely not scared of him, which is good. So it's gonna go down, and I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, this is going to be good. So, obviously this front-facing story takes a little bit of a back seat. We get about 15 minutes of this news story, and then now we're going to get like half hour, maybe even 40 minutes of his flashback with the Tuscans. But I'm not disappointed. Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely nice.
I actually paused it when it went to the back to tank for the flashback, because I'm like, all right, is this gonna be like last week's where it's like 10 minutes and then a 15 minute flashback and then maybe the last bookend going back to, you know, current time? And I was like, all right, it's gonna be a long episode. So I didn't know we weren't gonna go back to present time, but yeah, let's bring up what happens in the flashback here.
We're in his flashback, and he's getting trained by this Tuscan warrior. We were giving this girl some love too.
Oh, we were
Yeah,
you gave her some love last week, and now everybody's posting her picture. So
Joanna
I don't
Bennett.
know. Sparrow Fett the trailblazer over there. I mean, I give you full credit for bringing attention to her. She
Joanna
seems pretty
Bennett.
popular.
She's credited for being in the MCU as well. She was Captain Marvel's stunt double. So yeah, Trailblazer, definitely. Yeah, I brought this
Yeah.
up. Obviously borrowing from the MCU.
They get around, all
Yeah, they
these
do.
stunt actors and MCU, Lucasfilm people. They get around.
Yeah, looks like she also was in Justice League for some stunts, Wonder Woman stunts. So a lot of MCU,
Wow.
Aquaman stunts. So definitely an
Oh,
MCU.
wow. Okay.
So here comes Boba. He's Well, actually, now we're panning to Boba, and this train starts coming through the Dune Sea.
Now, when you first heard the sound with the kids running, did you think it was it? Did you know it was a train, or do you think they tried to fake this out that it was a crate or something?
I was totally surprised. I thought that was going to be like a crate dragon or something, but why would we bring
Right.
up another crate dragon? Why? We
Right,
already saw that,
exactly.
right?
Right. That's what I thought at first too, you know. I mean, they didn't keep the surprise for long, but still, on the initial sound and when the kids ran and you saw it in the distance, I'm sure that's what they were going for a little trickery there. But yeah,
Right.
we saw real quick that yeah, it was just a train when that Bantha caught it. I was like, damn, that's some damn good shooting. They got a
Right.
Bantha, they got a couple the Tuscans. I mean, whoever was on that train were definitely on the upper echelon of shooters in the galaxy.
So we're gonna get an introduction as to who these guys were, obviously. I like how this plays out, and there's gonna be a little bit more. You know, once we catch up to this part of the episode. But another part here, which I like, brings a better look on Boba, in my opinion. We're gonna get Boba's badassery back here.
Yep.
He's gonna do this thing where he's gonna go back and get some swoop bikes. I always love swoop bikes. Swoop bikes are my favorite.
Yeah, definitely. From Return of the Jedi to Shadows of the Empire, like those are probably some of my top favorite
Oh,
vehicles
you
I've seen
remember
so far.
that?
Oh, dude, that red one? Oh, I loved
Yeah, so you played Shadows
it.
N64?
Oh yeah, I lived it. I
Oh.
lived it. Absolutely. No, I actually I think that's the first game that I beat fully without turning it off. And I remember it took a week. And I remember I must have wasted a whole day dying on the Slave One. I remember that battle was pretty tough. And
Oh
I
God, that
remember
was a hard battle.
it
I
was.
thought
It
the
was.
IG-88 battle was hard.
See, I don't remember having too much difficulty with that, but I know for the slave one for sure, I must have wasted a whole day. And then I think like a Sunday morning, I got the slave one down to like, I don't know, 25% with like good health left. And I was like, there's no way I'm turning off this system right now. And I think we went to the beach. Yeah, we came back like, I don't know, 6, 7 hours later. And I picked up where I left off and I actually beat it. So that was definitely a one of my biggest video game memories. So I'll never forget that. I love Shadows of the Empire.
Shadows, you know, if you heard that, because you heard the Empire Strikes Back battle, the Hoth battle music, as soon as you heard that music, you knew it was your ass.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you met the boss.
Yeah. That was like the biggest, what do you call it? Just having played video games is like Atari, and then to know that you had to shoot a harpoon at the AT-AT walker's legs and like
part.
Do circles. I was like, how did we get here? We're not ready for this technology.
No, that was good because that was the N64. You had 360 degrees. You had three axes.
Yeah. Three axes. That's right. I remember that buzzword. Oh, man. Hey, while we're on a N64 kick, you know what my first connection with Boba Fett was?
What was your first connection with Boba?
So there was what is it? What was the old video game? Was it Game Informer? I remember there was EGM and there was Game Informer, I think. I think that was the other big video game.
I know. Yeah, I think so.
Was it Game Informer? Yeah, it was one of those, but there was a contest. I don't even know what the contest was. But all I know, I won third place, and I got my name on the issue of the magazine. And guess who was on the cover?
Boba Fett.
It was Boba Fett for Shadows of the Empire. And I actually found a copy of the issue on eBay like 4 years ago, and I still have it. And my name is in there. Third place winner. So, yep, that's
I like
it.
That. You got that frame somewhere?
I need to. I don't know where it is. I think it's in the garage with my diplomas.
So we're picking up here. Tuskens, a few of them bite the dust, bite the sand, so to speak. And we got Boba. Yeah. He's gonna go take care of that train, but he needs to take a rifle and a stick,
right.
Gaffy stick. So
here's
the disrespect though. Let me finish the part. They gave him like the training stick.
Yeah. Well. Of course, you're a noob. Like who are you to use one of our good sticks?
Yeah, like I'm at the ski lodge. Let me rent these.
That's like your little sibling, right? Like you guys are playing, you know, with toys. You give them, you know, the most run down one. You know, you can't touch the good stuff. Like who are you? But although when they were burying bodies at night, did it seem like there was a lot more bodies than the And that was actually killed that day, or
never tell me the odds.
Did you notice that? Are you on that part yet? On the watch?
There was
in the
a lot.
Back?
Yeah, there was some bodies there. There was definitely some burning here.
Okay. I mean, unless a majority of that was the bantha, and then they just threw the bodies on top.
Yeah, I mean it seemed like a big pile. The pile was definitely bigger. So we're Boba gets to this bar, and this is nice because I picked this up again from Porcelain Skywalker on IG. But Cammy and Fixer, I think we would have gotten to this. So this was a little bit, this was nice pickup by this IG person right here. This is from a cut scene in A New Hope. These are Cammy and Fixer. Obviously, Fixer gives Luke a little bit of a dig. You know, he's saying he's trying to get off of Tatooine. And this is the characters. These are the characters. Sans Biggs, Darklighter, obviously, because, you know, Biggs is gone. Obviously, he died in the Battle of Yavin. But we have Cammy and her husband, Fixer. I think they're technically married here. They were boyfriend and girlfriend before.
Yeah, and they're both Lone Osners.
Lone Osners.
I never heard of that name. Yeah. No, that's I know that was Fixer's last name, and I think on a couple of
you got
the,
a little bit more than I do then.
Wikipedia's, Lone Oser. So they were there, and I guess they never left. You know, two of their friends left Tatooine, and these two stuck around, and you know, they just seem like what
I know, it's
farmers,
like
whatever.
Right,
like, it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad.
It's sad because now you know they never left after high school. You know. Luke graduated, said, I'm going to be somebody, you know, like Goldie Wilson from Back to the Future.
I guess they weren't the nicest friends. I think I remember.
Yeah, they were giving him a little shit.
Yeah, I think they were calling Luke Wormy, too, from what I remember, Wormy. From one of the tidbits I read. How do you call the greatest Jedi ever, Wormy. So, I mean, I guess it's some realism, right? Their two best friends left, and they actually were heroes, and these two just stuck around, and they're just drinking.
So anyway, these guys here, you know, these are bad news bears, right? Obviously, we got Boba coming in. They're messing with, you know, obviously Cammy and Fixer in this bar being all rowdy. And this is nice because Boba comes in and kind of does, you know, he's like, you know, I'm coming into this one horse town. I'm going to clean it up a little bit. Kind of like I said, borrowing from the Westerns.
Right.
So we get a scuffle. We get a clean up here. Obviously, Fixer's getting put up against the wall here. Cammy's screaming. You know, shit's getting real, so to speak. And then Boba,
it's getting really real.
Kind of opens up the door here. I like this part. I wish he wasn't so naked. You know, it's so hard to see him walking around with, and you can't take him serious.
Yeah,
he's all wrinkled up. He's all eaten up from the Sarlacc, crap. And it sucks. You know, it sucks seeing him like this. But it's nice to see him starting to get his mojo back. I think, you know how they give bad, you know, bad episodes names,
right?
Or bad names to say. I think this should be like Boba Fett got his groove back. How Boba Fett got his groove back, like how Stella got his groove back.
that was definitely pretty badass how he came through. You know, it had the reflection, his shadow in the wall when the door opened, and you know, you saw the gaffy stick outline on his back, and I guess, you know, this proves why, you know, what he did to the stormtroopers wasn't luck. You know, like he's always been handy with the stick.
And he grabs his drink.
He carries a big stick, and he takes a shot. As he should. Takes a drink. I guess send a bill to Fixer.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Now, was this the same gang that ran through that house last week, or definitely the same like group, right?
Yeah, I would suppose so. So this got to be the same group that, you know, we're messing with the moisture farmers, obviously putting their mark up. This was also in the flashback, so obviously he was going to have himself a little. Well, not in the flashback. This was in the intro part of the episode. You know how they do kind of like a recap,
right? Right. Okay.
I like this how he's toting all the swoop bikes. Now, little continuity thing. He's got four swoop bikes, and somehow they wind up having five. A little bit of continuity guy. I gotta have the continuity.
Yeah, that's definitely you know, it is what it is. But it did remind me of, you know, another Western homage. You know, the guy comes back
off of the horses.
Or what is it? Lou Diamond Phillips and Young Guns. He just comes with like a whole stable of horses in tow. Yep.
Oh, so that was pretty cool. You're bringing back the good stuff, Young Guns.
See,
Diamond that was, Phillips.
That was for you.
I liked it.
But yeah, that was the image I got. Once he had a couple of those swoop bikes in tow, I was like, oh, this is Lou Diamond Phillips right here.
This is your favorite right here. He's doing like a Bantha thing, and you've got a whole bunch of things. This is his thing. Yeah, I thought that was a little
That took me out the episode a little bit. I mean, at this point, I was getting antsy because I'm like,
he railed you a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I just want to see him get back to modern times and like progress his story. So when he did that, it kind of took me out of it a little bit. But, you know, I knew I could have fun with it. So whatever.
My favorite was when the guys, the Tuscans started taking apart the bikes. He said, no, these are mine. These are mine. And he looks at him. They all get up. And then one guy just tosses one thing. There's good comedy there. I thought that was good.
That was a good gag. That delayed throwaway. Yeah, that definitely was pretty funny, actually. I actually got a chuckle out of that. So, I mean, it's weird how he talks to them, right? Kind of talks to them like children, I guess, because there's still that factor that, you know, he can't really speak their language. I guess he's no Din Djarin who could just bust out Tuscanese or whatever the language is. So
sign language.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's how I talk to, like, my mother-in-law. You know, like she doesn't speak English. She can only speak Greek, you know, so I can't speak it. So I have to use sign language and like heavy emphasis with simple words. So I get it, Boba.
Nice. So Boba's teaching lessons on how to talk to the in-laws.
I just need to cop a pair of veneers now to complete the look.
God, yeah, I can still do every single time I see him in this getup that he's in. Like, for instance, even on the bikes, because he's so pale, and then he smiles, and it's just this Uncle Fester looking thing, and it's just,
I think that's the perfect celebration costume when I'm just walking the floor.
Somebody's gonna be doing that. You know, somebody's gonna be doing that.
Exactly. I have a spare Jedi costume. I'm gonna hit up our friend Arcady Carol. See if she can just put like those extra pieces, maybe tear it up a little bit, and there you go. Got a pair of your boots. Is that a plug?
Oh yeah, the boots are a plug. Yeah, you know where to get it. Wasted Brand Boots with Sparrow Fett. Cheap plug. We're a sponsor too. Okay, so we're sponsoring the show.
You know what? The boots. Yeah, you're a sponsor of the show. Those boots.
It's the main purpose of the show. I mean, we're this time is like we're plugging the boots.
Dude, I don't care about a show. I want you to sell some damn boots.
I said we got to get some merch. We got to get some merch going here.
Hey, let's throw a pair of boots in to give away. I think that'd be fun.
Let's do that. Boot pair. We'll do that with. We got to get some shirts too, or something. Yeah. We'll just do.
We got to do it like the Model T. It's like you can have any boot you want as long as it's a size 10.
We'll work on the size.
We'll work on a winner. It's the least we can do.
Yeah, we'll work on that. We'll do that. We'll give away. Yeah. You heard it here, folks.
So, he taught him how to ride, right? What was that, like a day?
Yeah, he taught him how to ride.
Mm-hmm. And by the next day, they were ready to go full heist.
I'm sure this took a little bit longer than a day. I'm sure there was more.
I think if they can go back in time, I think the passage of time in between things wouldn't hurt. You know, like you're just too unsure. I mean, I still get questioned on when the show takes place and they get confused with the flashback, how long it was. So if Hawkeye did it, like when it did the flashback to pre-snap and it said, what is it, 2018? Like it says the year before like the scene starts, you know, that may help people.
Yeah.
But you can't.
It wouldn't feel Star Wars. You wouldn't feel it. It wouldn't feel the same. It wouldn't be like Star Wars.
And what is it like? 7 years ABY or whatever they use.
It's
after the Battle of Yavin.
After the Battle of Yavin.
Yeah. So I get it. So I'm not gonna be too critical on that. But I know the passage of time wouldn't hurt to know. But it's not a big deal.
By the way, those gangs are the Nutcracker Bikers, I think.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Get out of here. We'll do some fat checking there, but
let's talk about them next week. Let's figure that out.
Yeah.
Let's talk about next week because you can't just have that name and think that's it.
So this is a little drawn out. So now Boba and the Tuskens are getting on their swoop bikes and they're gonna ambush this train. Mm-hmm. I don't mind the action. I like this. There's a lot of action. We don't have to cover the whole train thing. I do believe there's just good action here. But I think the best part of this scene, and my wife agrees, is this like conductor droid. This thing is cool. This thing's cool. He's a little bitch too.
Hey, he's when endangered. Like I like how what was it? Just the way he operates, you know, he has all the hands moving, all the eyes moving in different directions. He's changing power, you know, from one thing to the thruster.
Got a lot of coordination, a lot of hand.
Yeah, I like him. Yeah, he's definitely he's not a cheap droid. I think Boba could have used him if he would have captured him.
Yeah,
I think he'd be handy.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, the scene was definitely you know, your classic train heist scene. You know, I'm sure a lot of people, that's true, it's a western,
you know. Yeah. Get your train heist, everything. Yeah. And what was it called? It was called spaghetti western. Now I'm not sure why spaghetti is the term, but
because it was done by an Italian director.
Really?
So you've got these Italian directors making American westerns. So yeah, that's actually where they got it from.
Wow.
Yeah. I had that in the back of my head.
You should see my face right now. I'm making that like Leonard look. you know, from Big Bang Theory.
Like, yeah, Sergio Leone. Yeah, yeah, he's Italian. Yeah, Sergio Leone directing Westerns being Italian. So I think he may have credit. He may get the credit for it, actually.
Most of my body, like my mind and body right now are agreeing with you. It's just the incredulousness coming out of me. This is what it is.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, yeah, I guess you wouldn't expect it, right? These Italian guys, you know, they're doing all the Western movies in the 60s. So, yeah, it's that simple.
Wow. Wow. We'll have to come up with some, you know, I said to my wife, I wanted to do, if anything, I'd retire into being a professor, right? Because I'm only 2 years away from getting a PhD, like in something. Right. I can get a PhD. And I wanted to just get like a PhD in like operations science or something like that. And then show them how Star Wars from 1977, mm-hmm. how production and movies were altered, like as if a timeline were altered as soon as that movie came out. You know, adding a little things as far as with like Arnold and, you know, the leading man then was Pacino's, your Allen's, your Hoffman's, short, furry dudes, literally like 5'6" dudes. And right. then you got Harrison Ford coming out, who's this tall guy. And they said, it's like, well, this doesn't work. He's too goofy looking, you know, cause he didn't get a lot of, cause remember it was Ron Howard. And I'm just going to take a little of a side, you know, Ron Howard was the main star in American Graffiti, George Lucas.
That I remember, right.
And
right.
he was in, and then just, you know, a stand, you know, just a another kind of just out there character was, you know, Harrison Ford. Man had Carpenter. To go back and, yeah, he had to go back to carpentry work after that.
Yeah, that's and a, then, his story is always amazing, man, to hear.
They choose a lead. Look at the lead. The lead had the match. They said, we need a Mark Hamill, and he's short, he's stubby, he's another Pacino, a blonde Pacino or a blonde, you know, Hoffman, you know, from The Graduate, and that's crazy because then now Harrison Ford comes out. Like, okay, but I don't think the whole combination of Harrison Ford, and I'll stop my history lesson here, it had to come out with Indiana Jones, but that's for another episode. That's for an upper episode of the vodcast, dude. Don't interrupt me, productions.
Let's do that after the season. Let's just run through the whole Lucas catalog.
Yeah, or yeah, no, definitely we could do like a culmination and everything too. And we've got a lot of content coming with Star Wars. You know, Kenobi. We have obviously the Cassian series.
Yeah, this should be a good year. There's definitely a lot of good things ahead. A lot of discussions to be had.
So fast forward a little bit. You know, Boba stops the train. He scares the conductor off. He runs off like a little bitch. And we got
he just bailed. He bailed. That was pretty cool.
Like with like a little spider dude. Here come the Tuskens. They're raiding the train. Now, these folks, I didn't know. These were the Pike Syndicate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't notice from the masks?
I had to refresh myself. I was like, oh God, how did I not know that?
I mean, I guess it's a little different in live action, right? Like you're not expecting it. So I mean,
they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
This is Spice. So this is like the Star Wars crack. And I like how this leader comes out and says, and Boba asks him, "Are you running Spice?" And he's like, "Huh? What's Spice look like?" And one of the tasks.
Drop the spice. See, that was another good like, little it. You know joke.
Loved
See,
it.
it's the subtleness, right? It's the subtleness. It doesn't have to be goofy. It can just be subtle. You know, no explanation needed, and you know, you get a good laugh.
Some gangster stuff here. Boba sipping on his cactus, whatever this thing is. This melon. It's a melon.
What is it? Black melon.
Black melon.
Yeah. See. So now he can have unlimited black melons, right? He's just chilling on a crate, sipping on a black melon, sipping on a black melon. So he's living the life right now.
He's doing all right. Yeah, and he's looking good. Like, I just the thing is that damn suit. Why couldn't they dress him up in his, you know, his Tuscan garbs? Yeah, he just looks like he's in a onesie. He's in his pajamas.
Yeah. That tattered flight suit should have been gone after the first episode. You know?
Right.
Should have just gave him Tusken rags at least, you know.
But he gets his redemption, bro. Yeah. And yeah. I like this. We don't have to spend a lot of time on this last part because I think it's great. Obviously, you know, and of course we get this part here that he's with the Tuskens now, the Pike Syndicate. Now they can run themselves back here without, they can't do this without paying tribute to the Tuskens. They are rightful owners, or should I say they run the Dune Sea. So if they're going to run through here, they better pay tribute and they'll be all right. Now they're under the protection of the Tuskens. Yeah. And he's telling, hey, you can get yourself to Anchorhead, you know, just pick up these little melons here and you'll be all right.
Yeah, he pretty much set up the toll routes, right?
Yeah.
He set up the easy pass.
That's gangster. You know, like I said, it's like, you know, you're only going to get your garbage picked up by Tusken Bros.
Right.
All right? Tusken Bros is going to pick up your garbage. You're from Jersey. So, you know how this works.
So that was definitely pretty boss of him. So for anybody that says he hasn't done much, I mean, when you break it down, he's done a lot this episode, which is a lot of setting up for what we're about to get. I don't know, how you can miss it, but it's, you can see everything done. These first two episodes were building blocks for what's to come.
Yeah. Now, this next scene. We got to talk a little bit about it. I started losing a little bit because obviously he's somehow, Boba is from planet New Zealand. So we have a little bit of New Zealand stuff happening here. So he's in a tent with the Tuskens, right? And he's kind of telling them, he's probably, so let's go back. So they smoked a little peyote. They all did, of course, right? Not him.
Of course. Yeah, they all did.
And now he's talking about why we're hiding. And he's like, you shouldn't have to hide. And now he's like, okay, you're in now. So this shit happens. And I'm like,
that was his equivalent of when C-3PO told the story and the Ewoks welcomed them into the village.
I don't know if I agree with that one, but
you don't think so? You don't think so?
This is something else. This is like Joshua Tree shit.
Oh, well, he wasn't fully in until he told the story. So, or I guess he won the elderman's respect, I should say, right? Like, you shouldn't be hiding. You shouldn't be hiding. He's like, but they have machines.
You are now part of the tribe.
Yeah, well, you have machines now. Oh, okay. Here, you're going to be one of us now. Take this lizard up the nose. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, no, that was that. I don't know. And he's like, I think I swallowed the little bugger. That was funny. That's what they get in, like, another New Zealand thing, kind of like. And you know what? I'm going to say probably Temuera Morrison. Tem wanted a little bit of his own kind of freedom.
No, you know? I think, yeah, there's definitely.
There's a little bit of him in there.
There's definitely a lot of, not a lot, but there's definitely parts of Maori and Boba Fett going forward. It's just it's what we've seen, and I think with Tem playing him, we're only gonna get more.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely. So this is good. So, I like this flashback. Obviously, we get our buddy, Wasted Fett Nino. And he didn't know, and then all of a sudden, you know, we got this. We're seeing his armor. He's like, and I was like, he's letting us know he's got this armor. He's like, I don't know. This is great. So, you know, all our buddies are making it on to the production, which is good. We get this flashback, and he's doing this Joshua Tree thing, which we get some flashbacks. We get some flashbacks to Kamino. We get flashbacks to our buddy who played Boba Fett, Daniel Logan. We get actually see Daniel Logan's face this time, so which is nice.
Now that was pretty cool watching the Slave One fly off, right? I heard somebody saying, "Hey, that could possibly be maybe when Django left for Coruscant to you know, for the assassination attempt, possibly. That could be a big deal, you know.
Yeah, you
or it could just be another flashback. But that definitely was during the time of Attack of the Clones with how old Daniel Logan was.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think there is something there.
Absolutely. So Boba doesn't know what he's doing here, but he's basically grabbing this stick that he comes back to the Tusken camp with. Mm-hmm. And now he's one of them because he comes back with a stick. I don't think he knew what he was doing anyway.
Dude, I like how his new friend, the kid, was like so happy to see him.
Yeah.
I was like, see, that's good. See, I don't mind a character like that. You know, he was the first to see him. I guess he was on watch. He ran up to him. You know, he was excited for him. But I guess, you know, they have a secret together, right? Like, hey, don't tell the guys that, you know, you killed this Gorgon monster. So yeah.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Exactly. So yeah, he comes back with a stick. Did you know that was going to be made into the Gaffy stick, or did
it kind of?
Yeah.
Then when he grabbed the stick, mm-hmm. it kind of made sense.
Right.
I kind of knew that was going to come out. Mm-hmm. But that's cool. Now, you know what I want now?
What's that?
I collect a lot of props. I'm, you know, my Star Wars collection is not toys. I like to get as much screen accurate. I like helmets. I like lightsabers. You know, blasters.
Right.
I want a Gaffy stick now.
Yeah, I think we all do.
Now I want one of these Gaffy sticks.
I think we all do after that.
I think somebody who comes out with one of these wood. Now, obviously, these are going to be. I think some of these are going to be, you know, partially wood, partially probably resin or metal. Oh man, if somebody comes out, I'm going to be first in line. I don't know who the prop maker is going to be, but I'm first in line to buy one of these.
Are these Galaxy Edge items?
I don't think so. Made?
You don't think so? No,
I don't think so.
Ah,
nah. Now you know why.
What's that?
They got to be solid.
Right.
I wouldn't pick up a Galaxy's Edge. Yeah, I wouldn't pick up a toy. I do pick up the lightsabers. I don't think a Gaffy stick would.
So all these dudes who dress up as Tuskens, what do they have? Don't they have them? Somebody has to make them, then, no?
I'm saying somebody's going to have to be making them. So there's a prop guy somewhere. I'm going to, you know, and that's what we love here, too.
Let's get him on the show.
We got it. Oh, man. Cameo on the podcast.
Yeah, let's get him on the show. I want some insight on how to make them, because the way Boba made it, I appreciated it more watching him make it. So I want to know what goes on with a prop maker who has to make the prop.
Do you think this part here where he's getting put in his garb is a little too intimate? It's a little much.
I didn't mind it. I actually, you know, from the moment he started making the Gaffy stick to getting the robes to the fire dance,
I enjoyed that.
I liked it. I felt like I shouldn't like it, but I liked it. And on second viewing, I liked it even more. I thought everything fit, and like once he got the robe,
the haka, the dance that they do at the
end. Yeah. Did you ever see the NBA haka at the Olympics when they did it to Team USA, and
absolutely.
Everybody's just like looking at him like, what the hell's going on? Mm-hmm. And then they beat him by like 80.
Oh man.
But whatever. But yeah, that was definitely a haka dance around the fire. Totally. Couldn't miss that.
Well, so I mean, this is where we're left off. So he's now officially part of the tribe. He makes his Gaffy stick. Obviously this is where we find him when he's trying to get his armor back from Din. Obviously at some point we see him in this getup. So in the Mandalorian. So we're obviously getting closer and closer to when he gets his armor back. Right. I think, are we going to see the Mandalorian in Book of Boba Fett, do you think?
Are we
going to get a cameo?
I feel like I think we'll see everybody.
We'll see everybody? Okay.
We'll see everybody. We'll see Din. We'll see Cobb Vanth. We'll see Bo-Katan. I think we'll see all the major players from season two in one way or the other.
Yeah.
I feel like we will. But yeah, I mean, what other things have they teased that they haven't shown yet? The biker chick, right?
Yeah, which that I don't understand. That girl was too like too
clean.
Punk. Too Akira.
Yeah, that's true.
Too Akira. Too Japanese anime looking something. Maybe it was just a tease, and I gotta see. I'm withholding judgment.
Well, I saw that Bryce still has an episode to direct, and Filoni's directing episode 6. Rodriguez is gonna wrap it up with 7. So that leaves 3 episodes for Bryce Dallas Howard to direct one. I feel like that biker chick will be her episode. If I were to go based on what I've seen before with what kind of episodes she directs, I feel like that's her episode.
Yeah. Well, we got more. That's what's beautiful about this is that we got a lot more Book of Boba Fett. We got 5 more episodes. Yeah. It seems like they're going to go a nice running time. I like this running time. If Disney, if you're listening to us, highly doubt it. But I'm just saying, you know what? I like these. I like 45 or more. You know, yeah,
definitely feels
prime.
It feels
time.
Fleshed out. Yeah, it feels fleshed out with that kind of running time. And I tell people, I don't think this is like The Mandalorian, which is a adventure of the week. You know, we got a guest next week. Tune in. I feel like this is just one long movie that Robert Rodriguez did, and he's like, all right, let's just chop it up into 7 pieces. So, you know, we were very critical last week. This week, I think a lot of people are starting to come around, you know.
Applause.
You know, so
I tip my hat.
Yeah, like I said, after last week, I was sure there was nowhere to go but up. And I know there's still people who, you know, still aren't fully on board, but I feel like, you know, there was definitely a lot of people who, you know, are more positive this week than last. And I think it's going to continue on an upward trend.
Hope you like the new additions, folks. I hope you like the, you know, the soundtracks, the new intros. Hope you like the sound bites. We have, like I said, we have new producer. We have lots of new technology. We have been fighting with it a little bit, but it can only get better. We're investing in your entertainment. So tune in next week to the vodcast. And hope you guys like this episode. Good night, Jay. This was great.
Good night, Sparrow. And we'll work on a giveaway, and you know,
the giveaway,
something to give back to the people, right?
Yep, some merch, definitely something from the show. Since we may have we know some people.
Yeah, let's get people on this thing right here. Let's give the people what they want.
All right, guys. Well,
take it easy.
Have a great night. Oh, wait. Have a great week. We won't hear from you for another week.
Later.